Sanders and Pens podcast, episode 336 for Thursday, February 13th. This is Brian.
And this is Steph.
And Steph is here for the second week in a row.
On fire.
Woo. All right. Sorry I'm laughing. This joke is just so good, I have to laugh. Two hats are hanging out on a hat tree. What does one say to the other?
Hats off to you.
You stay here, I'll go on ahead. All right.
I don't know whether to groan or laugh.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good.
That's improvement.
That's good. So anyway, this week, moving right along, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a ton of pens here. I don't know how many we got here. Probably 50 pens here, maybe.
Yes. Go over everyone in excruciating detail.
3 hours later. Sailor, Lucky Charm, In the House.
I have one too.
Pro Gear, you've got the Slim.
Yes, I have the Slim with the 14-karat nib.
And this is the Large, which has the 21-karat nib.
And they've got that pretty tritone nib.
Tritone, bicolor. Mm-hmm. I call it tri, but it's really a bicolor nib. So it's rhodium within gold and then rhodium.
Two different colors, but three different slots. So.
Yeah, it's really nice. And if on the Slim, they don't make that nib. They used to make it on the Pro Gear 2. But they don't really make that pen much anymore. So you really, if you like that nib on a Pro Gear Slim, you can't really get that nib anywhere else.
This is my favorite color of Sailor nib because it looks good with all the different inks. Yeah. It matches with everything.
Mm-hmm. And we did it on the Peacock, so.
Yeah, it reminds me of my pan.
Yeah, but this is a beautiful, beautiful pen. It is very similar in color to the Peacock. Rhodium trim, of course. And just a really, really good looking pen. So these are in stock. Mm-hmm. Ready to go. They're
gorgeous.
So
even prettier in real life than they were in the pictures, I think.
And along with that, Angel's Delight. I got a call last week, said there's going to be a few more coming in. So if Angel's Delight was, if you were short getting that, we're getting a few back in about a week. So
it's got that same nib on it. Super pretty. I like the cocktail series because it's a little funky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. White cap, and then it's got that kind of a two-tone. The section is a darker color than the barrel, and so that's kind of a neat pen, and that's coming in I think the week of the 17th. That's going to be here. So. And there's only a few left, so you can sign up for the back in stock. And when it comes in, I recommend if it's something you want, you better get it because they're not going to be any more.
Yeah, so. Back in stocks are a very good idea with this one. Yeah. When it's gone, it's gone. It's a good Valentine's Day pen, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
On a side note, since today is the day before Valentine's Day, if this is you remembering, oh, crap, Valentine's Day, great idea, get an Anderson Pens gift card.
Oh, yeah, you can there. Do that.
You buy it, it's there right away. Yeah. You don't have to wait for shipping or anything, so it's perfect for...
We can do it. We can do it online, or we also have a version we can do in the store, too. So if you're local to... And it applies to either the Chicago store or the Appleton store, so you can buy one at either location. But there's one for online, there's one for in-store, so...
So if you buy it online, it's good online.
Right.
But if you buy it in-store, it's
good... in the store.
In-store at either store.
Yes.
But those are two separate systems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, I don't, I gotta get Lisa something.
The perfect last-minute Valentine's gift.
Maybe it could be a Platinum Curados, which we don't have yet, but they're going to be coming very soon.
I cannot wait to click them.
The new retractable Platinum. I don't want to call it the Vanishing Point, but it's the first competitor, really, we've had to a Vanishing Point in a long time.
And it's clicky.
Because it's clicky, yeah.
I'm going to make such a nuisance of myself.
You're not going to get any work done. I'm interested to see how the clip comes off. So apparently there's a tool.
Yeah.
And then you can take the clip off if you don't like the clip. Now, I don't know how much of a problem it's going to be for people because that clip looks kind of smaller and it's set back further. So I think if you have kind of the grip where your forefinger goes over the front, maybe, I don't think it's going to be that much of a steel, but if you want, you can take the clip off. Yeah. So
maybe if you had that, like, is that an overrider grip? If your hand kind of,
I guess
comes?
I don't know what you call that, but yeah.
If that would have been really a problem for you with the vanishing point.
Yeah,
maybe.
It would be.
And now maybe less so with the Curados.
You might be able to get it. You could leave it on maybe, and that might even work. So I'm just curious to see how it's gonna work for different hand styles. So I think it'll be.
It should be really fun to get it in our hands and take a look at it. You know, I've studied all of the pictures to try to get a sense of what it's going to be like. We'll see. I got to hold it in my hand first. see how satisfying that click is. Really, there are no non-satisfying pen clicks.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think they're going to look. I think obviously, like most pens, are going to look better in person. Blue or green is the colors that I'm thinking.
Yeah, so. the green seems to be popular, winning so far. Yeah. It's our best seller.
So you can pre-order those, and when they come in, we'll ship them out. So they'll be here soon.
Yes, any minute now.
And speaking about here and gone, and coming soon, Retro 51. So we got a couple of Retro 51 things. Leap, good idea. You actually brought this up. We should mention this. Yes, Leap came.
It was here.
And it was gone in 15 minutes, quite literally 15 minutes.
Yes,
so,
I think we put it up at like 9 o'clock. It was sold out well before 9:30.
Yes.
So if you missed it, really sorry. It was a super competitive rush to get to that pen.
Yeah,
there were not very many of them.
Like most of the poppers, they say, okay, we'll send in what you want. And you never get what you ask for, so you always ask for more so that you try to get what you want. Mm-hmm. And we got less than half, a third maybe of what we actually ordered.
Yeah, we had
a handful. In fact, Lisa got some in, and she had one customer who bought one, and then the rest of them we shipped out and they were gone.
Oh, that's right. She reserved a couple for herself to sell in the store for those of you in Chicago.
We always try to get them for Chicago too. So Leap is here and gone, and there are no more.
Let that be a lesson to you if you missed it out.
There were only 888, and I don't think these went any faster because of what's going on with Retro. I just think this is another classic case of the poppers. There's just not enough. It's a popular design. So, but there are going to be more poppers coming out. So the rumor has, George told me, I think maybe one a month for the next couple months. So
perfect.
We'll have some more. And speaking of which, the new Retro 51... Well, it's not new, I guess, but the Chicago.
It's back.
Well, it's going to be back.
Mm-hmm. On its way back.
It's on its way back. Expected sometime this summer. We're doing pre-orders on that, and that's going to be pretty much the last run of the Chicago. And so if you missed out the first time, now you can grab it, and we'll have it. And, of course, we'll have it in the store in Chicago, too. So.
Yes. Oh, it's such a pretty pen. I think I might have to pick one up this time around.
It glows in the dark.
The first time. Does it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How did I not know this before?
You know, we actually discovered this when we were in the Chicago store, and Retro was there, and they said, oh, yeah, by the way, it glows in the dark. And nobody ever told us that. We never asked for that spec, but it glows in the dark. Yeah, I know.
What? So it's like the Chicago skyline at night?
At night, yeah. During the day?
That's really cool.
And of course you get the little AP logo down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Our Easter egg over here.
In that little tiny building.
Won't tell you where it is. You'll have to find it for yourself.
It's probably very proximity in size to the Sears Tower, to the Palmer House building.
Oh. So.
Anyway, those are going to be back in stock. You can pre-order them now. And they'll be in sometime this summer. Uh-huh. So we have more pens. We have a lot of pens here. Holy wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a couple of assorted retros still in stock in the store.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I know there's a Vega from the Smithsonian series. Oh, that's such a pretty pen.
It is. Kiss.
Somebody has to buy it quick before I do.
The Sherman Tank is nice.
Yeah, those big shots are a good size.
It has got that cool ribbed texture on it. We were looking at that yesterday. So yeah, we've got a bunch of other retros in stock, and you know, we'll try to keep them in stock as long as they have them. We should mention that. Retro is still making some pens, so as we find out certain pens are being discontinued, we're going to remove them from the website. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are pens that are maybe just back ordered, which means we might actually see them, but we can't be too sure.
Yeah. So if there's something you've got your eye on, it's a good idea to sign up for a back in stock mm-hmm. notification, whether or not, you know, if it's out of stock, yeah. it might not come back, but it might also come back. So yeah. if you've got your name in there, then we'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know. I know George was saying that they were going to discontinue some of the pens that required very large minimums. So mm-hmm. I don't know which pens those are, but if it had a reasonable minimum, you know, they may have already reordered, restocked. So, so we've got some, good point, and there we go.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you want to do this?
Oh, boy.
Recent finds. I'll start with this. Mm-hmm. Last week was a pretty good week. I bought a bunch of pens in-store, and some of these are really great, and some of these are actually, they may actually be gone by now because they're in the mail or on Tuesday. So, but, well, not these, but these here. There's
yes.
like a huge pile of stuff here.
Got all of these
and a lot of Parker's
Sonnets.
So let's start with, I guess, right here. We've got Parker Sonnet rollerballs, rollerball. I guess you should say matte silver gold trim. Really, really kind of a neat. I like the Sonnet. It's a nice pen. You've got. Yeah, you've
it's got a good size.
The I've best
got,
one there.
Yeah, I've got a fountain pen. I think is this a yep. gold nib? Oh yeah, that's 18 an 18 karat, karat
18
nib.
18 karat nib Sonnet.
Fantastic.
Sterling silver Cisalay pattern.
Yeah, that's really, really nice.
That's nice. That one writes nice too.
And then I think that, it's from like a fashion perspective. I feel like it's very, very like next week.
It's solid. Yeah, it's really matching ballpoint. This is really kind of neat. And all these, a lot of these came with boxes. This one, blue marble Sonnet mechanical pencil.
It's hard to see in yeah, photographs, see.
Looks,
but in
looks
person,
black,
goodness,
yeah.
that's a gorgeous pattern.
And this has one of those cool mechanisms where I always like mechanical pencils that where you twist it and it's got a spring. And the lead comes out that way.
Yeah, and it's kind really of easy to get it to go back in,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Played with it a little bit during photography. It's nice.
Some cool stuff here. Mont Blanc.
Old nice, school Mont Blanc.
This, yeah, this is, what is this, about 80s maybe? Nice fountain
yeah.
pen.
Yeah, it's got good lines, and yeah. it's also a Mont Blanc, so if you want to be able Blanc, to say, yeah. I own a Mont Blanc.
And it's kind of budget, too, because there's a little crack in the cap way at the top by the clip.
Yeah, but you the can't see it at all, but...
Great. This one. Do you know what this is called?
That is a lever action, clip lever
clip
action.
Clip lever ball action ball block ballpoint. So they have this little lever on the clip here, and you flip it down, and then the refill pops out. And it also works if you put this in your pocket. When you get your shirt will hit that, and it will trip it, and it will cause the ballpoint to go up, so you don't actually...
No pocket protector required.
No pocket protector required, yeah. And what's cool about this is we actually got... Now, this takes a very specific refill that they don't make anymore. This actually comes with three working refills. So,
whew. Yes, that would be stressful.
The only other refill that I know that fits this is also discontinued is the Omos. You can use an Omos ballpoint refill to retrofit it, but... yeah,
so
three
those,
working
those
refills.
Three working refills will keep you held over until you can find an Omos or a vintage Mont Blanc refill.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, Parker. Do you know what model this is?
That is, oh, we've been over this. Let me see the clip. It's a 45.
It's a 75.
Shoot! It's a 45 plus 30.
Parker 75, sterling silver, Cisalay. This is a French model, which is kind of cool.
It is Le France,
yes.
Oh, c'est très bon.
And a matching cap actuated ballpoint. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Most of the time
and
you see
ones,
them.
These ones, they have a little bit more texture
yes,
than the other
yeah,
ones. So
yeah, it's
makes
chiseled
it nice
in.
To hold.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a button actuated version of the ballpoint. That's pretty common. What else we got? What is this here?
These guys, En Garde.
It's just a weird little thing. You know, we've got pencil fans. What do these look like? These are actually...
They're like vintage Blackwings,
they are.
Basically.
They're Eberhard Faber Van Dykes.
Come off just like yeah. a Blackwing.
Your eraser comes out, and the Blackwing eraser fits in there, too.
Sweet.
Cool. Just a cute little... I don't know. This stuff just walks in the door. It's really cool.
It's a fun curiosity. Yeah. I didn't know they existed.
Moving right along. A couple Esterbrooks this week. We got J's. This little guy's an SJ. So we got gray and black. So those are going to be coming up.
Nice patterns.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say last but not least, but there's three mm-hmm. more. We got this nice Schaefer Jade
yes.
balance.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a cool pen.
I love that taper.
Yeah,
it's nice. All about those tapered pens.
It's really nice. It's got the hump clip on it, which is kind of cool. You had one of these last week.
Yes.
What's the color on that?
Do you remember? Oh goodness. I want to say beige because it is.
You could
beige,
be right,
but that's probably not what Parker calls.
Nobody sells a pen called beige.
Is that against the rules?
I just don't think it's going to sell if it's called beige.
Unwritten rule against beige pens? I don't buy a beige pen, but maybe I'm weird.
Do you know what model this is?
This is a 51.
That is correct. It is a 51.
All right, I got something today.
You got that one. That's cocoa.
Oh, there we go. That is a better word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So set in the box.
It's such a nice color.
Yeah. And this has one of these cap actuated, pencils with the clutch in it. Kind of neat.
Yes.
One of my favorite Parker 51 colors. I don't know why. It's just so unique.
Yeah, it's lighter than the other ones, which merely makes it stand out. Mm-hmm. If you've got lighter a tray color, of all the different colors of Parker 51s, that's the one that my eye always goes to first.
All right, I think this is last but not least.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Mont Blanc. I believe this is a Noblesse fountain pen. Look at that cool nib.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat? Got that long taper on it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, that's a medium, right?
This one, yeah, sure looks like a medium. Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see it from way out here. Cartridge converter, very slim. I tried to give it to Lisa, but she didn't want it. So, but anyway, that's just walked through the door this week, and this stuff is going to show up on the website. And like I say, some of this may be gone because it was in the Tuesday mailer. So if you want to be first to see some of this stuff, make sure you sign up for the mailer, which is located at the bottom of every page on the website.
Yes. And it's full of pretty eye candy.
It is. Speaking of vintage, let's move some of this stuff out of the way.
Reorganize here.
We got going on this week, or actually next week, big unrestored event in Chicago. I am going down. Lisa and I are playing Switch for the week. She's coming up here. I'm going there. I am bringing in excess of 400 or 500 vintage pens unrestored. Who can do this?
Unrestored.
Unrestored. But there's some really great stuff. So last week we talked about some of them, and this past week I'm still going, and I'm still finding more cool pens. I mean, just trays of Schaefer Touchdowns.
Yeah. Is that a 51 there?
This is indeed. This is a 51 Vacumatic.
Oh.
So it's, some of these are parts, some of these are complete. Most of them are fairly complete.
I have no idea. I was trying to figure out what
Isn't
it
that
is.
Cute? That's a Waterman's Lady Patricia.
Oh, always.
And
it comes
with the matching pencil.
Always love the Watermans.
Yeah, so there's some nice Watermans in here, and some smaller ones, or some that have semi-flexible nibs.
It's got a teeny tiny little clip.
I know, isn't that cute?
Me and tiny things.
Parker 61, first year, with the first year logo on the cap.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I've never seen one of those before. Yeah,
first edition.
Huh.
I've got a Parker T1 ballpoint. This is a mechanical pencil, actually. Parker T1 mechanical pencil. What else have we got?
This is like really a tiny smattering.
This is, yeah, this is
got.
Crazy
what are these
stuff.
Guys?
Oh, those are cool. So those are diamond metals, which were a really kind of a nice third tier brand. You've got a jade.
One.
Yeah, that one looks like it's all there. We've got a lapis, gold nibs. They made a decent pen. Here's another one, a little bit bigger in jade.
Yeah. This looks like, I'm learning new things
some?
Just taking a gander at this. It seems like this would be a good event to go to if you are interested in learning more about vintage.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You get the chance to see things that maybe aren't the stereotypical, like Parker 51s and Waterman Flex nibs, the stuff that everybody has seen. This is a chance to get a little, dig a little deeper.
Well, we'll have some of that stuff too, but
yes.
Here's a really cool Morrison set, the fountain pen and pencil. It's really a weird pen, but it's got a cool lever.
I like that section. It's got a crazy, crazy thick taper on it.
It closes flush, which is really cool.
Interesting.
So the cap is flush with the barrel. So there's a lot of cool things. Eclipses, I've got some hard rubber pens, Waterman 100 Year, I've got some wall signatures.
Ooh.
So A lot of stuff, and I'm digging more each day.
This is so modern for a vintage pen.
Yeah, 100-year Waterman 100-year pen.
That clear end cap reminds me of a sailor, but super interesting. I don't think I've ever held one of these in my hands before.
So, cool stuff. So in addition to the pens, I'll have 400 or 500 or more pens. I'll have some restored pens. I've got some snorkels, some 51s, all sorts of stuff. Pencils, I will have repair supplies, sacks, loops, talc, shellac, all that stuff, section pliers, hemostats, all the stuff that you're going to need. So come down and see me. So that we're going to do that next week, Monday through Saturday.
Yes, you and Lisa are switching places.
We are. She's not going to be there. So that'll be February 17th through Saturday the 22nd. And then we're going to do it again here in Appleton the following week. So Monday, February 24th. Through, what is that, the 29th, Saturday the 29th.
Yeah. Monday through Saturday, next week and the week after.
So, and just in case you folks in Appleton think you're going to get the bum end of the deal because Chicago's going to get first dibs, I have a bunch of stuff I can't even take to Chicago.
There you go.
So, some cool ink bottles and some other cool sets and things like that that are just too big and bulky. So, and I'm hoping to get some more things in time for Appleton, so... what else about Chicago? We got a couple things that we do regularly in Chicago.
Yes, there are free ink samples. Those are available Friday through Monday.
Yep.
With any purchase, you just can pick up a free ink sample to bring home.
I don't even know what my ink is going to be next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did we decide? We didn't decide.
Okay. I think it's up to you.
It's up to me. Mm-hmm. Why am I in charge?
No pressure.
Okay, so free ink samples Friday through Monday. Do you say free ink samples or free Friday fill-up?
I said free ink samples.
You said free ink samples.
That's a nice
I'm
segue
sorry. Yes.
into Friday fill-ups.
Free ink samples with purchase, mm-hmm.
Yes, so if you want to, we also sample an ink every week.
Yeah, so we have a bottle, and Lisa puts a bottle out, and then if you want, you can come in and bring your pen and fill it up. Try to have it as clean as possible, emptied out of ink. That would be great. So we do that on Fridays, and on Saturdays, Pen Spa Saturday. So
yeah, which is... fantastic for those of us who would rather have somebody else clean our pens.
Yeah. Try to get the ink out so we don't go through the water too quickly. But
do you guys have a sink there?
We don't have a sink.
That explains.
We have an ultrasonic and then we have a couple of jugs of water that we can we can drain out at the end of the day. So we don't have easy access to water, but we have water and the ultrasonic.
Sneak into the bathrooms at the Palmer House or something, just flush your pen out real quick to keep the ultrasonics happy for a little while longer.
So yeah, there's a lot of things going on. Like I say, I'm going to be there. Actually, I'm leaving tomorrow and I'm going to be there for most of the next of the week through Saturday, then I get back.
And we get to see Lisa for a little while
here
over
Appleton,
here.
So
that'll be really exciting.
If you are in town, stop by and say hi. She'll be at the store usually in the afternoons.
She will love to see you.
So she would. Is there anything else? Did we hit everything? We touched every pen just about here.
Basically, curiosity got the better of me.
Except for this one. This one's really cool. And if you don't buy it, I'm going to keep this one because this is killer. It's a Waterman gold filled cap. Look at that. Well, the nib is dirty, but.
Well,
look at that lined gold filled cap. Anyway, I digress. That one's neat too. I like
this
that one.
Is this ebonite?
That's modeled hard rubber, yeah.
Oh.
Red and black. Big oversized. Keen 14 karat nib. Mm-hmm. It's a great pen.
Yeah, that's a good size. All right, we can step anytime we want.
She's in training. All right, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other cool stuff.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
We've got a store here in Appleton. We've also got a store in Chicago, of course, on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, right inside the Loop.
And the website is, chicago.andersonpens.com?
Yes.
And like this video. This video and subscribe to this.
Like and subscribe.
And see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.